here with Jennifer O'Callaghan from Numerica Credit Union. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How's the conference? We were just talking before the recording about what kind of the, it's almost kind of a theme going on here at the conference. Share, please share what you have experienced here.
I think that one of the themes that's come out very strongly in everything that I've seen so far is innovation. But innovation not just for innovation's sake, but for the betterment of what we deliver to our members. You know, our members, you know, we need to deliver what our members expect, but also what they deserve. And they really deserve the best possible member experience. It's part of the credit union movement. It's part of who we are as organizations. And so it's really fascinating to see all the breakout sessions around, you know, technology, AI, Alexa, mobile apps, fintech, analytics, what you do with analytics, because everybody wants analytics, but then there's actually using analytics and the data that you have. But all of that should be done to sort of deliver against our core purpose as organizations, which is to deliver a better service to our members. And it's really fascinating to see how quickly this rate of change in technology is happening. And credit unions, we don't have the budgets that a lot of the big banks do. How do we keep up with that kind of evolution and make sure that we're meeting those needs? And so whether it's transforming the branch, which has been an ongoing discussion, and retail is not dead, and bricks and mortar
Nope. Is
completely dead,
That's right.
And it never will be, not for a lot of the services that we offer. So it's a question of how do we evolve what that looks like for our members, and how do we meet their needs when they're on their phones, when they're on their tablets, when they're on their desktops, when they're running through the ATM. How can we make it as seamless an experience as possible?
Well, I'm envisioning a webinar, the evolving credit union to meet the evolving member. You know, it's so
exactly. That's it. Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. And that's what everybody's been talking about. And there's been a lot of energy here, and a lot of it's exciting. I really enjoyed Troy's keynote this morning. His vision around, you know, getting that engagement around. There is so much potential for more penetration and to getting in more credit union members. And we're like the best kept secret ever, the financial industry. I only started working in the credit union movement 3 years ago. And so I'm relatively new to it too. And I was shocked that, you know, sometimes our own members don't know what a credit union
right.
is. Right. You know, and they don't understand the differentiation. And so to hear his vision this morning around really harnessing that energy and that excitement of people to talk about it, to get advocacy, to get awareness. And then, you know, and delivering them the same services they could get anywhere else, but delivering it within the credit union movement.
I enjoy having credit unions in here because I love the perspective that you guys provide, because it's almost like frontline perspective. I mean, we can talk to vendors and presenters and associations and stuff, and they all have great information. But when I talk to credit unions, I get the meat of the story, you know? And so what does a member experience mean to you guys, and what does it look like? I mean, I know there's many facets to a member experience, but is there can you sum it up in a sentence or two or something?
There's so many different customer journeys.
Exactly.
Right. But, you know, for me, I think of anecdotal stories. So I get to talk to a lot of our branch staff around how do our members interact? What do they need from us? You know, and so when I hear stories about, you know, a member that happens to be a business member, but they came in because they wanted to apply for, you know, an auto loan, and they were able to get it done in 5 minutes flat in our branch because all the transactions have been pretty much moved to ATMs and online, so they had a lot more time with the branch manager to sit down and talk about it, that they had an application processed almost immediately, and that they were able to take care of three other things at the same time. And their response as they were leaving the credit union was, I love coming in here. It's so easy. I enjoy it. It's not painful. And you know me. And that matters to me. And in a world that's getting increasingly busy and big and full of people, the fact that credit unions know their members, can react to them quickly, and can give them the things that they need quickly, and make it a pleasant experience, means the world to them.
And we've been spoiled by the Amazon experience, because Amazon knows us whether we like it or not.
How about us.
I know, it's scary. But it's and kind of cool at the same time. But how does Numerica measure up to that experience? I mean, that's a tall order.
It's a balance, right? It's a balance because you have to be willing to constantly innovate. And, you know, we've done a lot with our mobile app. We created a responsive website. We do online applications for everything. So we try to make it as seamless as possible in the digital space. But at the end of the day, too, they just want to come in and say hi to somebody that they know. They have a trusting relationship with people that they've known for a long time. They want to feel that kind of relationship, that kind of connection to somebody. And so I think what's really important to us is always remembering that innovation in digital is really important, and it's critical, not just for millennials, which everybody talks about because it's not just generational. I'm a Generation Xer. My dad's a boomer, and he does all of his banking online on his phone. So
good for him. I think it's a cross-generational thing now. Yeah, you can't divide it up
anymore. Price of entry, right? Like everybody's got to get up to speed on digital. So, you know, you have to do that, but you can never remember the core kernel of who you are, and our mission is to make our members' lives better. So,
indeed. One final question for you, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do here. You are VP of Marketing at Numerica, and the question I want to talk to marketers about is, what message are you sending to prospective members, consumers out there, about what a credit union is? Is there any way to do it succinctly? Is there like a got milk type message that we can provide? I know we keep using that until we're blue in the face, but is there something like that?
Came up with a good ad campaign there. It's funny, I think, because it's very complex. Finances are complex. And the differentiation between banks and credit unions is very complex. So we've tried to boil down the distinction. And at the end of the day, we just keep reverting back to who we are as an organization. And our core purpose is to enhance the lives, fulfill the dreams, and build communities on the basis of member well-being. And that's what we are supposed to do. If we say that enough times to prospective members, and there's something there that they can engage with and that speaks to them, then what we're saying is, this is what a credit union does. And if they like that, if they like to see us out in the community, the mayor mentioned we were just out volunteering and helping Crosswalk, you know, revitalize their space. And you know, if we're out there helping our community be a better place for people, I think irregardless of generation, because we all know about pro-social millennials, right? But I think it spans all generations. I think people feel like they want to be part of something like that.
It's more than a slogan, you know. It's way more than a slogan. It goes way, way deeper than that. All right. Anything else? Anything else you want to add? This has been a great conversation, by the way. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate
it. Welcome. You're welcome.
We're having a great time at Max every year.
Very cool. This is a fantastic show. This is my first time here, so
really?
I'm like, wow, so many people and such good speakers.
Yeah, there's some really good speakers, and there's a lot of engagement. I mean, this area, the Northwest, really strongly engaged.
50% market share. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can't, you know, toss a stone and hit somebody that's not a credit union member out here.
Now, let's get the rest of the country doing that, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Good talk. Oh, my gosh. Good talk about this all day long.